Hachette Audio presents Catalyst Gate, The Protectorate, Book 3. Written by Megan E. O'Keefe. Read by Joe Jameson.
She hadn't been afraid of Rainier. Not really. Hadn't even been afraid of dying. She'd held the trigger for the EMP that would cut Rainier down and savoured an urge unlike any she'd ever felt before. A wellspring of vengeance had risen in Sander that day, and while Rainier was certain it was fear alone at the base instinct of all humanity, Sander had known in that moment that for her, the core of her drive had been rage. Not the desperate, flailing anger of the impetuous, but something deeper, something primal. Rainier Laveau had threatened everything and everyone Sander had ever loved. Sander had felt that loss once, and she'd burn the bitch to the ground rather than suffer through that pain all over again. Chapter 1. Prime Standard Year 3543. Hello, Spy. Sander Greaves stood on the deck of the biggest weapon humanity had ever known, and watched live footage of the city of Atrux tearing itself apart. 97% of Atrux fallen. That was the only number she could cling to, because the actual amount of dead and comatose was too high to comprehend. The rest, that 3%, had been converted by the Ascension Agent, and in their confusion and pain, they rioted across the city, not understanding their own strength, until Guard Corps, vetted, safe, showed up to capture them or put them down. Sander clutched her blaster like a shield, though the weapon could do her no good. There wasn't a weapon in the universe big enough to stop what had happened to Atrux. Even her ship, the Light, wasn't enough. She wasn't sure anything could be enough.
"Tell me Anford's finally recovered footage of the contamination moment," Sander asked Barrow, asked her ship.
"Watching it won't change anything," Barrow said.
He was stalling, warning hackles raised along the back of her neck.
"Mouthing off isn't going to stop me. Play it."
The video flickered onto the forward view screen, though the Light was perfectly capable of displaying video without the tiniest hiccup. Barrow, showing his annoyance by inserting a glitch, she almost rolled her eyes, but that'd only encourage him. Her irritation was only scraping the surface. Below the
sample complete. Ready to continue?